Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Games Corner. We are back with Eve Nicole, and I've reinstalled Windows again for the fourth fucking time. This is getting to be pathetic, but I'm getting really good at it. So, alright, let me check something real quick here. Okay, good. Back. Alright, there we are. Let's get started. Yeah, we're going home. Where the hell are we? Alright, we're finally back home. This'll be your house from now on, Gura Gura. Wow, awesome. Do I really get to live inside the garden? It'd be enough for me. Anyone who saw that would think... I don't like that. It's supposed to be anyone who saw that and think we're abusing you. But I like, anyone who saw that would think we're abusing you. It shouldn't even be that apostrophe there. I think it's just kind of overkill. I see he's trying to make it slang, but it doesn't read well. You could say, anyone who saw that think we're abusing you. I mean, and you even don't even get the D when you say that. So it'd be better to say, anyone who saw that would think we're abusing you. So there's no sleeping out there. Okay. This is your room. Use it however you want. Seems big. I think it's normal. I'm gonna sleep here with all of you. You can use it just for yourself. There's plenty of other rooms left over anyway, so don't feel bad about taking it. Like she was bothered by the size of the room, Gura Gura paced around before plopping down in a corner. This spot's good enough. If you want to rest, do it in a bed. She's practically feral, so this is weird. It's like having a house cat. It doesn't know what the fuck to do. Maybe above the ceiling, then. There's some things stored up there. Well, you've got to... Let's try that again. Well, you've got time to get used to it. Astro lightly patted the distressed girl's head. Well, let's celebrate Gura Gura's first day here. I'm gonna put together a great dinner. By buying some tasty food. Alright, I'll help too. I can carry the meat. Not even cooking. It's not even because I'm bad at cooking or everything, it's just busy, you know? Oh, yeah. She probably can't even boil water. I don't mind. I can cook up something simple here, so you two buy the main dishes. I'll help, Aster. Alright, let's have some fun. Thus, the family enjoyed the moment. Did I fall asleep? Well, I remember the king's wine was so good that I overdrank, but... Vintage Grocky's as good as it is expensive. Ugh, feel heavy. Guess I'm hungover. Aster felt something strange on his immobile body and looked around in the darkness when... Huh? Oh! Okay. Well, I didn't know that was gonna happen. A sudden kiss startled Aster, but he soon realized it was from Gura Gura and relaxed. Really? This doesn't even make sense to me. Why would she just want to start having sex with him? It's like, that's bizarre. How did she even know how to have sex? Like, that doesn't make any sense. This girl was pretty much trained as an assassin. Like, she's probably never been with anybody before, and if she has, then she's probably like a hooker in some ways, which would be awful. Because she's got the mind of a child, more or less, and... Yeah. Ugh. I don't know. We'll just go through this. Wait, why is Gura Gura here? Yeah, why? In contrast to Astra's bewilderment, Gura Gura was intently sucking his lips. Gura Gura's got soft lips, but now's not the time for that. Pah, what are you doing? What? Smooching. Should I say kissing instead? No, what I'm asking is why? Cause you said to. Eh? You said I should do what I wanna. Well, immediately I'd have to say, are you really sure this is what you wanna do? I mean, I don't even know anything about her past. We don't know shit about Gura Gura. All we know is she likes bread and she can fucking kill people. That's all we know. So I thought about it a whole lot. Oof. And this is what you decided on? Yep, I'm gonna be your wife. Oh yeah, sure. I don't know, but I'm not buying this. Hey, that's a really serious conclusion to jump to. Why would you go with that? Is it weird? Yeah? Yeah, it's weird. He agrees. If you want to get married, it should be to someone you love. Holy crap, the game and me are on the same level. The game thinks it's weird, guys. Aster fucking thinks it's weird. What? Then nothing's weird here because I love you. That doesn't even make sense. He's more like a parent to her. They're all pretty much like his mother and father. Like his, like Aster's wives acted pretty much like her mother. And he acted more like, I guess you could say that. Well, I don't even know. He didn't even act fatherly towards her. She's just like, I mean, give her bread and all that. Again, there's really no bond here that I can discern. Really? See, that doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna fuck you because you gave me bread, you're a good person and you're nice? I don't know, man. That's just weird. I feel like that's not the getting married kind of love. Exactly. This is the most awkward age scene ever. You don't want to marry me? No, not really. I don't. I just don't think you're the kind of person that Aster would, like, it doesn't make sense. If the game hooks him up with her, fine, but everything in me is like no on this. Ugh. Gura Gura made eyes like an abandoned puppy, silencing Aster. But she doesn't even really understand what love is. Like, it's like, how is she gonna be his wife? She doesn't even know. It'd be like grooming. It really would be. Like, because she's so young. Her mind is so... I mean, even if she's an adult, her mind is so... Just... She wasn't raised right. So she doesn't really understand what a relationship is, what a bond is. None of that. She doesn't understand what it's like to actually get feelings for somebody beyond, oh, you did something nice for me. That's why the whole nice guy thing doesn't fucking work. Like, women are supposed to say, oh, you did something nice for me. You gave me bread! Marry me! That doesn't fucking work that way. And it's so bizarre. Like, if a woman said, oh my god, you did that thing for me, Grim! I want to be your wife! Like, whoa! Hold up, I just did something for you. You don't want to marry me? I don't even know you. Like, you're pretty, but I don't know anything about you. Like, but we can, no. That's just how I feel on that one. She's like, just by being by your side makes me feel all warm and happy. So I want to be with you forever. If it'll make that happen, I'll do anything. Is that bad? I mean, she needs to think about it. Being by my side makes you happy, so you want to stay with me? Man, that's the same kind of love I'm thinking of. Then is it okay? Right? Gurgura innocently laughed and laid her lips on Aster's again. Just to be sure, you know what a wife does, don't you? Yep, it means helping you and having lots of your kids. I mean, she has that part down. Gurgura smiled and went in for some more kissing. But, I don't know, she's just like a servant that you bang at that point. I mean, it'd be so weird. What else do you want me to do? What else do you want me to do? I'll have three more kids! Like, I don't know, Aster. Still, though, nah, I'm sure it'll be fine. Aster, come on now, bro. Gurugura's cute, and her ignorance about the world makes her not that different from me. She could use someone to help her, besides the idea of leaving her for another guy pisses me off. And more importantly, I do love Gurugura a lot. Really? Are you sure? Like, I'm doubting that. Like, me and Aster have to have a talk. Are you really sure? Like, bro, you gave her bread, you watched her kill a couple people, and you fought her in battle. I don't know, man. Like, I haven't seen anything that really... Like, the bond with Ramius, I see that. Like, that made sense. And the bond with Riche, we could see that early on from the beginning of the game. But when Gurugura started, I'm just not getting that. She's so innocent and... I just feel like it's not... I don't know. It rubs me a little wrong. Aster savored the sensation of Gurugura's lips himself as he thought hard. All right, I know what to do. I'll make you my wife. Really? Yay. Now let's make tons of babies. Gurugura was already hyped for reproduction. Oh, hold your horses there. What? See, she doesn't even... She has a base understanding of what a woman is supposed to do. Why, I'm your wife now, so let's make babies already. She's like, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. Okay, I get that. There's a lot of traditional women that are raised that way. But at the same time, if you go to these places like the Philippines and Thailand, Vietnam, and stuff like that, you're also going to, I mean, there's gotta be some kind of love there. It's not just, she's not just gonna be barefoot and pregnant with no other, you know, a faculty. I mean, you do want somebody to be there for you and all that kind of thing. Like, you want a wife. Like, you don't just want a fucking servant that's gonna give you kids. And he even says, nah, I think it might be a little early for that. It is! And see? She says, huh? But if I'm gonna be your wife, I have to do my duty of having sex and having kids. Gurugura, sex isn't just about having kids. Really? She doesn't even understand. Yeah, it can just be about becoming closer and feeling good. She's never even had sex. She's like a little girl. Does sex feel that good? Of course, like even just a kiss. Gurugura, stick your tongue out. My tongue? Like this? See, the funny thing is, where the hell is Ramius and Riche? Like, They need to do their fucking job and be like, okay, Missy, this is how this shit goes down. Because, you know, Risha would fucking show her the ropes. Ramius might not, but Risha would... She'd lay down the law. I can see that. That's good. Now... Girl wasn't sure how to respond to Aster, coiling his tongue with hers at first, but soon licked his tongue back. What the? This smooch is totally different. His tongue's just moving in my mouth, but it makes me feel tingly. Gura blushed, but still escalated the kissing further. Hey, Aster, that kiss made me heat up a lot. Why? I think that's your girl parts reacting. Really? Then what about you? My boy parts are reacting too. Aster's crotch was visibly hard. Aster, so I'm enough to make you turned on. That's nice. You're cute, so obviously. Now, these could be long, so, you know. Then get even more turned on. What I mean is I'll probably be going through them a little fast. The moment Aster's hand touched her flat chest, Gura moaned. Huh? What the? He just touched my chest and it made my head feel fuzzy. What are you doing? Not like touching my chest would be any fun. It is fun. Besides, it feels good for you too, right? Yeah, it's really good. Oh, so this is sex that's just for feeling good. Yep, now let's feel good together. Okay, yeah. Alright. Aster softly shifted his hand down to Gura's lower body and just barely ran a finger over her moist pussy. What's wrong? My privates are all drippy now. Maybe I'm sick? Nah, that's normal for any girl. Really? Blood comes out about once a month, but it's never gotten wet like this before. Is she like a super beginner? Yeah, she's never... Dude, this girl is fucking feral, pretty much. Gura, if you don't mind me asking, do you know how babies are made? Gura, I'm not that dumb. You put your penis in the place I pee from. Everyone knows that. I see. That's a bit of a relief. Oh, and when you get wet, that's your body preparing you for sex. It doesn't mean you're sick. Wow, okay, Aster, then make my crotch wetter. Ah, Aster, there, good. Aster grazed Gura's covered clit with a fingertip, instantly getting a moan out of her. I don't know. Based on the quantity of juices dripping from her crotch, Aster could tell she was ready. But he wasn't sure whether he should do any more to this innocent girl than he already had. I want to feel good with you, Aster. Gura. Okay, sure, getting a girl this much in the mood making her stop would be a crime anyway. Aster said as if to convince himself, but he really shouldn't be doing this. Don't do this! And I'm telling you that, folks at home, don't do this! The girl's like that fucking innocent. Yeah, you probably wanna, you know, do things slow or not at all. Because she can do, like, the rape accusation shit now, and it's gonna stick hardcore because she's super innocent. Hester said as if to convince himself, then held Gura Gura close and sat her down on his lap. Good lord. She looks like... Well, I mean, she's an innocent-looking character, so I get it. Positioned such that her crotch is pushing against Aster's cock, Gura Gura looked a bit shocked. I mean, she's about the same size as a lot of the Asian girls you'll find. I mean, a lot of them 4 or 5 inch, you know, really tall, really short girls. So it does kind of make sense, especially with the small breasts. I mean, you're going to find a lot of small. You'll find some busty girls in Asia, but a lot of the girls I saw just around, images and things like that, just videos, you know, they're not that busty. They're really not. Your penis got even bigger when I looked up a minute ago. Oh, yeah, it wants to feel good with you, so it got big. I get it, but what's wrong? It's so big, I don't know if it'll fit. She looked at the fully erect cock with uncertainty. You scared? Nope, no way. It just, if it doesn't fit, I can't be your wife. Guess she thinks I have to get inside to marry her. That's not true. Either way, you're already my wife, so let's just try a little at a time. No need to force it. Well, at least he's nice with her. Really? Thank goodness. Sounds like she feels better. But I still want to feel good with you, so I'll do the best I can. Appreciate it, but don't overdo it. Yeah, you're so nice, Aster. Gura Gura smiled wide, guided the tip of Aster's cock to her moist slit, and slowly lowered her hips. The head of his cock pushed through a narrow opening and sank in. Oh my god, that's blood. Gura Gura's really tight. Your thing inside, when the cock was halfway in, it was covered in juices and hymen blood. Suddenly, Gura Gura winced and stopped moving. Looks like it hurts. You okay? Noticing Gura Gura's pain, Aster tried frantically to pull back his hips, but... Wait, Aster, it's fine. It's just... Huh? Gura Gura tried to get her breathing back in order by taking several deep breaths. I didn't know sex made you bleed, so I was a little startled, but I'm fine now. You sure you're okay? Yep, I'm used to pain. I see. Imagine what Gura Gura had gone through that she could say that with a smile made Aster's heart ache. Oof, that is hardcore, guys. What's wrong, Aster? Does sex make me feel bad? Ooh. Gura Gura said, saw Aster looking sad and anxiously asked. Not at all. It feels so good that I could ejaculate any second. That's good. Getting to come together like this makes me super happy, too. Also, your penis feels really warm and good. You feel warm and good inside, too. Thanks. Hey, what should I do now? Oh, you can try moving up and down. You can start off slow. Okay, I can do that. Gura Gura peppily responded, then did what Aster asked and awkwardly moved up and down, taking the cock even deeper inside. Slish, sloosh. Oh, this feels kinda weird. An unfamiliar tingling sensation from her pussy made Gura Gura yelp. The instant the cock hit the back of her pussy, Gura Gura screamed. Oh jeez, I made a weird sound. That's embarrassing. It's okay, you can moan when it feels good. Besides, I want to hear it. Really? Totally. What did it feel like, by the way? When your penis reached all the way inside me, I felt tingles deep inside and it felt real good. Then we'll have to make you feel even better. I'll move this time. Aster put his hands on Gura Gura's hips and began to shake his own. Slush, slush, sloosh. Moving your thing inside me. Lots. The already narrow hole constricted around Aster's cock with each thrust. Tight, but it feels amazing. Good, your penis is scrubbing my insides. Wow, I feel awesome too. Gura Gura's little body began to quiver. Good, awesome, my insides are rubbing your penis. Gura Gura's tight pussy contracted, squeezing Aster's cock the most it had so far. An effort to fight back, Aster accelerated his hips. The genitals sent a mixture of juices and hymen blood spraying around. For an instant, Gura Gura's body shuddered. Aster, something's happening. Something... Ah, mind going blank. Gura Gura felt her very first orgasm coming and shrieked. Me too. Aster experienced a dull tingling in his hips, telling him he was close to the edge as well. Gonna let it out soon, Gura Gura. Let what out? What, that stuff that comes from a guy when he feels good? Then I must be making you feel good. Okay, then let it out lots. Gotcha. Astro wrapped his arms around Gura. Gura gave her a strong hug, then thrust hard against her womb's entrance. Gush, gush, gush. You're hot. The hot stuff squirting inside me. The sensation of tons of semen spreading through the depths of her pussy made Gura Gura murmur with a look of ecstasy on her face. Hey, Aster. She called him Oni-chan, though. She said, hey, brother. She literally called him brother. What? How was I? Was I good at sex? Of course, that felt great, Gura Gura. Aster responded with a smile, getting Gura Gura to smile, too. Yeah, man, I never came that much before. Did I do good enough to be your wife? Sure, you get a gold star! Yay! Gura Gura innocently grinned, but when she looked at Aster's crotch, she was stunned. What's wrong? It's still big. Well, I got it. You want to do more with me, don't you? Gura Gura said with delight and tried to get Aster's cock inside her again. Oh, wait. I don't want to make you do more. I want to do it, so I'm totally fine. Besides, that part at the end felt awesome. I want to feel good with you even more. Gura Gura blushed slightly with shame and hung her head as she whispered. Gulp, Gura Gura is making the face of a woman. Okay, Gura Gura, no man can say no after being asked like that. Yeah, let's do it. Alright, here we go, Gura Gura. As requested, Aster thrust his still erect cock back into her. Good, Aster, keep that up. Okay. Now, let me go look at the VNDB description and make sure that we can even show this. Gura Gura might be one of the characters I can't do. It happens like that sometimes. Let's see. Eve Nicole, VNDB. Let's check this out real quick. It says, non-blood related brother-sister incest. Okay, so there is no Lolly. There's no Lollycon. There's no Lollycon and there's no Lolly hair character. Gura Gura is not considered a Lolly character. Even though she may have demure features, she is not considered a Lollycon character. So it's okay. If it says Lolly heroine or Lollycon in the thing, I can't do it. Like, that's one thing we can't do here. But other than like Scat and Lollycon, I think intense gore in some ways. Some intense gore I can't do. It depends. But those are two things I want to stray away from. That was not Lollycon. She was innocent, sure. She was demure, but it was actually supposed to be, you notice she called him Oni-chan. That was supposed to be a pretend I'm your sister thing, but apparently the translator, he's actually gotten some flack for translating this game the way he did, but he must have translated a little differently, so they changed what might have been seen as a false incest, or it's like, Joe Dirt, I'm your sister, I'm your sister, I'm your sister, into something that was definitely a little bit different and maybe more sex education wise, which might not be what people wanted. They might have wanted the sister brother thing, And I maybe if AI, you know, translates it again, which I think a lot of people will, when the software is developed, people will probably try to retranslate a lot of the visual novels or have them translated. Somebody will come up with something to retranslate a lot of shit, and we'll probably, and you might see exactly what it was supposed to be. But yeah, this is what we got, and it's over, and that's pretty much all that I can say on that one. I'm not a big fan of Gurugura. I like her as a character in the game. She's really fucking good, and she's also good at deflecting traps. But as far as her, you know, she's just a little young, I think, for Aster. I don't know. Not my thing. I'm more of a, you know, Ramius. I'm more of Team Ramius, but Risha, you know, she's a spoiled princess. So I guess I'd go with Ramius. That'd be more my type. That's the one I actually enjoyed. But now he's got Gurugura as a wife, which, I mean, it's whatever. Morning already? Aster was filled with pleasant exhaustion, but still woke up early in the morning. He noticed he couldn't move his arm and looked at it to find Gurugura holding on tight and snoring. For a ranger, you sure are a sleepyhead. Aster? Again, no, I mean, she's clearly not a lowly character. Because she'd be a hell of a lot shorter. She'd be, like, maybe a quarter of the size. Like, you gotta look at, what is her fucking name? That VTuber with the shark? That one? That was, yeah. So she is about the normal height. She's just very underdeveloped. And that's normal for a lot of Asian women. A lot of guys have been to places like China, Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, the Philippines. You've probably seen women like this, and it's probably a normal thing. They don't have the eyes like that, though. The eyes are a little different when you go to the Asian. They don't have the big... It's not like anime when you go to Asia. They don't have the great big eyes. Also, this game kind of destroys the meme. There was a meme that said after November 11th, which of course 9/11, after 9/11, yeah, September 11th, which I actually was alive to go through and all that, I remember that day, but they said that anime eyes changed, and they showed a bunch of characters from the 90s, and then they showed characters post 9/11, and all the eyes were small. And I'm like, what? Oh, come on, I don't buy that. This game came out in 2010-ish, and the eyes are big again, so I don't know what they're talking about. But she's got those great big alien eyes. It's like waifu eyes, I guess. When Aster stroked her thin, soft hair, she woke up a little bit. Sorry, don't know if I should have woken you up. It's okay. I kind of like that we woke up together. Huh? Having everyone around in the morning feels weird. Huh? Everyone? I mean, Risha and Ramius are right outside the door. Ahem. Good morning, you two. You seem to be having fun last night. Just what were you guys doing out there? Hey, we just came to wake you up for breakfast. Yeah, we went out and got fresh baked bread. Huh? But you were by the door last night, too. Were you watching this whole time? We were just worried about Gurugura. You could have gone too wild and hurt her little body, maybe. I will say that the girls are taller. Like, she's... like, she's considerably shorter. So she goes up to about Ramius' shoulder. So she is, you know, she's on the tiny side, but I guess she's supposed to be innocent and tiny. That's the thing. That's right. Even with all my stamina, I can't always keep up when you really get into it. Ugh. Can't say you're wrong. Gura Gura, does it hurt anywhere? You should bring it up if it does, whether it's during sex or not. Nope, I'm fine. Actually, last night felt awesome. I see. Maybe you can talk about it in detail over breakfast. Yep, let's have some girl talk. I don't like the sound of that. After that painful breakfast time, Aster, while drinking a post-meal ebony eye tea, changed the subject. So, if we're going to the Kingdom of El Quixote, we'll pass by Cat's house on the way there. Yeah, considering that we've got no boat, we'll just have to cross over the mountains. Then we ought to thank her for the antidote. She stays inside so much that she's probably out of shape. Maybe we can get her some barbell. I got some of them myself. Oh, well, those are dumbbells. I got some barbells too. Only one I don't have is the kettlebells, and that's what I probably need for my back. And I'm not saying for my back to lift from my back, it's better on your back. I don't think she'd appreciate that. You know, if she knew that, try that one again, Grim. You know, if she knew to have those antidotes ready, how much must she have known about the goings on in Lancelot? I think she must have figured both the cause of the poison and that Outlaw's hideout was at some national facility. She sure is smart. What? What could that have been, an earthquake? Hearing a far-off explosion and feeling the earth shake, the party ran outside. Seems like somewhere far away there was a huge explosion. Look at that! Whoa, I can even see the smoke from here! By squinting, strangely shaped smoke was visible way off in the distance. Why is it shaped like a skull? I only know one inventor who might produce smoke like that. That does look like it's coming from the mountain Cath lives on. The white smoke fell to Aster like a signal that something was about to begin. Either that or they elected the new pope. Chapter 2, In Pursuit of Snake Crest, End. We've finished it, guys, the second chapter of the game. Of quite a few chapters of the game. This is a very long RPG. I have no idea how you guys roped me into this when I haven't even finished Rant 6. But, damn it, we've done several videos, and we're still doing half-ass coverage of Evenickel. We're trying, okay? I've had computer issue after computer issue. I've reinstalled Windows 4 fucking times. This has been a year to remember. I hope this SSD I got coming in is gonna be amazeballs. I've read an article on it in Tom's Hardware, and it said it was pretty badass despite its price. That's what I want. Pretty badass despite the price. Top of the line's like 300, but that's on sale. So it's like 600, which is ridiculous. So, what I got is a $64 one, which is okay, because I find most of them on Amazon. I got a $770. The top of the line is $850. I'm not far behind. $770 ain't too much from $850. So they say it's kind of mid-range, but they said it was pretty good. It doesn't have any DRAM, but it doesn't need DRAM, especially when you've got 32 gigs of RAM on your fucking computer. So I think we'll be just fine. Aster and his wives finished their travel preparations and gathered in the living room. Make sure you don't forget anything. Remember to turn off all the magic appliances, too. I did. Shouldn't have to get distracted in battle, wondering if we turned everything off then. Like you're in battle. Oh shit, did I leave the oven on? The Kingdom of Alkyote is a jungle region. As long as you rub on some insect repellent, you won't need to worry about bug bites. Here, Gurgura, I'll help you get it where you can't reach. Turn your back towards me. That tickles. I mean, she's one of his wives, but she's gonna be like their proverbial child. And it's gonna be weird. Like, this is why you don't, like, go with somebody. Oh, I do have a story here. I've got a friend of mine. Well, he's not a friend anymore. He did some horrible things. But when he was a friend of mine, he dated this girl, and he married this girl. And she was very sheltered, quite like Gurugura. She wasn't taught a lot of things. She didn't really know what she wanted, and she had the mind of like a 12-year-old, even though she was an adult. They pretty much just let her eat junk food all the time and watch Power Rangers. You know, I love Sentai, but, and I like Power Rangers a little bit too, but, I mean, I was watching, what, recent Power Rangers, and I was disgusted by the voice acting. Even though you guys might be disgusted by my voice acting, the voice acting for the Power Ranger people, those people need to find new fucking jobs. Some of the worst voice acting, corniest voice acting I've ever heard in my life. But, anyway, that's pretty much what they let her do. Watch, like, Power Rangers and cartoons and listen to boy bands or whatever, that kind of thing. She had a very child mentality, you know. Hannah Montana, all that kind of stuff. Even though she was a grown adult, capable of having a kid. And I mean biologically, I don't mean mentally. So what happened is they did get together and he married her, and they had sex, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and he had to get her to eat vegetables and get her to eat stuff that wasn't junk food, and they had to put her on iron supplements, and they had to teach her how to become a person, because basically the people that had her, her parents, they were basically using her so they could get a check from the government for her disability. But really, they didn't want to train her and take care of her and teach her how to be a person or take care of herself. They just wanted to use her to make money off of, which is a problem in this area. There's a lot of people that want to do that because it's there's some poor people and they want to try to get money off their kids. So they don't teach them things. They don't teach them. They just want to get money, extra money from the government that they used to buy on whatever bullshit. So anyway, they had a kid. And he, I don't know, it was bad. She divorced him. And basically, when she divorced him, she took the kid and they wouldn't even let him see his son. And it's over. It pretty much destroyed him and turned him into a completely different person. He's not the same person I remember, and he never will be. And I've basically lost contact with him because he's done some horrible things as of late. I've talked about those, but I haven't really, you know, talked much about who he was before. Now, he dated this young girl for a very long, adult girl for a long time, knowing she had this childlike mentality. And we've always tell him, It's like, do you really want a partner, or do you want somebody you have to raise? Because if you're going to be with somebody like this, you're basically raising an adult child. And then that's what he was doing, is raising an adult child. So that's kind of how I feel about Gura Gura. She's a child. She's an adult biologically, but she's a child in her head. And that's how I'm going to look at her for the rest of this game. And I think a lot of the other characters are going to look at her the same way. Because she doesn't really know anything. She was never taught how to be an adult. Well, you know, she wasn't raised. Well, she was raised to be an assassin. She can kill you very easily. But as far as life and the world, she's got a very base level understanding. So, here I am psychologically profiling anime characters, but, you know, it's just something we have to talk about when we play these kinds of games. Because, you know, there are themes in them that, you know, people kind of need to pay attention to. Come on, don't move. You're a girl. You don't want bug bites leaving marks on your skin. But it's so ticklish. Risha held Gura Gura still and spread the insect repellent on her. They're like sisters. What is it? I'd like someone to rub it on me too, particularly in the areas where my skin is exposed, if you could. Alright, you can count on me. Hold it right there! You can't be getting aroused before we leave! But I show a lot of skin, so it needs to be spread on properly! Gura Gura, you do it! Okay, rub, rub, rub! I asked Aster! There, it's all spread on nice. They're not bad, you're surprisingly good with your hands. Alright, time to stop being stupid. If everyone's ready, let's go. Getting to El Quixote means we need to cross the mountains. So near where Kath lives? Yep, a little past there and you'll reach the kingdom of El Quixote. Then let's stop by Kath's house and thank her first. The party set off for the kingdom of El Quixote by first heading to Kath's house in the mountains. Alright! We'll go to Kath's house, we got some time. Alright, so I want to go there. And the closest would be Lancelot, because the road leads right up there. Hector would be a long ass way around, and of course you have that big fissure there, and I'd have to go through that. And Lionel would be a longer road, so I'll just go with Lancelot. You know, these roads aren't worth a shit. They try to make it so you don't run into battle, but... Oh, wow. She done whooped somebody's ass. Border Mountain Range. Wonder if Kat's here. She's a shut-in, so obviously she is. Well, yeah. But I have to wonder about that explosion from earlier. Problem is, how do we get her to come to the door? Should I set a trap? No, she's not a rodent. Be at ease. I ordered this physical enhancement machine known as the Muscle Walker as a gift. She'll be out here for it in no time. Ramius lowered a bizarre training machine off her back and proudly smiled. I doubt anyone but you or your brother come running for that. What? I heard most girls like muscles, though. Well, they do. No, a lot of girls that have muscles and like muscles. I don't think that means their muscles. It means muscles on guys. I know women that like both. Well, if she makes us, we can just kick down this flimsy door and thank her by force. I see. We'd be giving her what she deserves. Then I'll sneak in through the window and incapacitate the target. You're kidding, right? That'd be seriously. That's what he said. That'd be seriously. What? Aster, this is going way too far. Holy shit. The whole place got blown up. Yeah, this is heartless. It's not like I did it. Who are you? What are you doing here? Huh? Well, Aster was stunned by the sight of the destroyed hut. A man in armor and what appeared to be his subordinates jumped out from behind some cover. And who are they? Knights that became bandits? Based on their equipment, they look strong. Could they have done this to Catherine's hut? No answer? Then we'll have to make you. Well, with threats like that, they have to be bandits. Like that'll happen. Ready, fight! Well, he's more like, fight! The men simultaneously drew their weapons and swung them at the party. Well, we'll have to beat their asses. And yes, this is normally how I talk while I'm playing games. It gets worse if I'm playing a driving game. I've said it before. I can't record myself playing driving games. Especially arcade-style driving games. You're like, Grim, calm down! See, I whooped their asses. There's not... he's got a little more health. Ah, you ain't shit. Why does nobody have any fucking BP? Here I am wanting to use, like, power moves. That's what I get for not going to an inn. Some guy, I was gonna say some idiot in the comments section, but some guy in the comments section who wouldn't be an idiot, by the way, because he'd be right, is gonna say, why didn't you just go to the inn before you got in a battle? Yeah, that would have been great, because I had like a million chances to do so. Okay, I think we're good. Somebody's about to get fucked up now. That's not... Oh, he's got a lot of armor. Sorry, sir. Not too much pain. No, I don't need to capture any Gaul monsters. That didn't do much. Ooh, he didn't like that. Okay. Yeah, it's a little weak. Now everybody's weak again. Oh, this motherfucker heals. Hold up. Oh, somebody's saying too, like Rance does. Did y'all notice that? I don't know if you guys can see it too well, but there's a log at the bottom of the battle, and it actually translates what they say. Sometimes it's really fast, though. Sorry if my screen goes in and out. That's me accidentally touching that top. You touch the top of the screen and it brings up a window. A little... And just see, it'll bring... Oh, it won't do it. It only does it certain times. Maybe there's a version of this game where they fixed it, but... I don't have that version. I don't think GOG ever got it. Probably should be getting this game again from Jazz just so I can get the updated version. Doing here? You don't even have a boss. I'd be running my ass off after the boss is gone. Fuck that. You just want to get knocked in the head. Gave him a hot ass. It's like in them damn cartoons where they use a fire spill and the guy's ass is on fire. He's like, aah! He's running. My ass is on fire! My ass is on fire! The man who had lost to Aster fell to his knees and wailed with frustration. Ugh, what strength to think such powerful warriors are with the enemy. Riche, these guys don't look like bandits to me. Yeah, you can tell they're well trained. Maybe they're knights from El Quixote. There could be no greater disgrace than to fall by the enemy's hand. If it's come to this, I'll gouge out my own stomach. What? Hold on a second. Don't try to stop me, I've accepted my fate. You don't get it! My lord, not only are you Catherine's acquaintances, but you're the Princess of Eden and her cohorts? Close to an hour after Aster pleaded for the man not to commit seppuku, which has taken his goddamn sword and shoved it through his stomach, he finally calmed down and listened. And who are you exactly? You don't exactly seem like someone Cath would associate with. We are Knights of El Quixote. Well, duh. Today we came to try and convince Catherine to work as a tactician for our nation. A tactician for El Quixote? Indeed. But when I arrived, this is what I found. Then you arrived, so I jumped to conclusions and assumed you were the perpetrators. My deepest apologies. The man recognized his own error and solemnly bowed. That's okay, we were in the wrong too. Oops, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Pancho Quixote, General of El Quixote's knights. Quixote, are you royalty? I hate to shame them by association, but yes, the royal family has a long history of jumping to conclusions. If you're royalty, you ought to compose yourself better. It is disgraceful, yes, guah-ha-ha-ha-ha. Pancho laughed off the scolding from the younger princess. But if you weren't involved in this, Pancho, do you have any idea how Cass House ended up this way? Aster, there's a piece of paper stuck to the debris. Kind of messed up an experiment. Staying at a friend's place for now. Amazon, please hold on to my orders. Huh. We got worried for nothing. If she's safe, then that's what matters. We'll come again some other time. You said you wanted to see the king, I believe. To apologize, I'll set up a meeting for you. Come to the capital of El Quixote. Are you sure? Of course. A bond was created between us when we crossed swords. Yesterday's enemy is today's friend, as they say. Fine words, indeed. Muscleheads think alike, I guess. The Knights of El Quixote said farewell to the party and began descending the mountain. What a pleasant guy. El Quixote's a nation of warriors, so expect to see more people like him. They're even still expanding their military. Are the monsters in El Quixote so strong that they need extra knights, or what? The monsters are certainly a threat, but there's a unique reason El Quixote always recruits knights. The monster burrow, right? What's the monster burrow? It's a cave from which monsters are endlessly spawned, apparently. What? Pancho's name was? In a one-on-one fight, I doubt I could have taken him. I'd just rather not fight him again. So what should we do? I wanted to thank her for helping us, but where's this friend's house? Wait, she has friends? Now that you mention it, I don't know. I've never seen her speak to anyone besides us. I think she went to El Quixote. How do you know that? It's easy to tell if you look at the ground. You can see a slightly small-statured woman's footprints going towards El Quixote. Then we should go to El Quixote too. If we're lucky, maybe we'll see her there. Sounds good. Still disappointed he didn't get to see Cath, Aster set his sights on a whole new country to him. The Kingdom of El Quixote. Huh? Where am I? Aster came too. He arrived somewhere beside. Oh yeah, stuff will be easy. How does the game sound, guys? Good? Map completed, Border Mountains. Cool. Once they passed through the natural border that was the mountain range, the party found themselves in a dense jungle. Whoa. Wow. It's a new playground. Wow, it's a jungle! It's a jungle! And she's mimicking Tarzan. Risha sure is pumped. Yes, she's seeing something she's only seen in pictures before, so it must be hard to contain her excitement. The plant smells pretty strong here. Seems awfully humid too, maybe a little uncomfortably so. The water that evaporates from the sea condenses and rains down over the mountains, you'll see. Astra, that town right over there is the capital, El Quixote. You've been here before, Gura Gura? Yep, I went to lots of countries for field trips to the academy, so I know my way around. Alright then, let's head to El Quixote. Party struggled their way through the thick grass as they stepped foot into the kingdom of El Quixote. Okay, guys, we're in El Quixote. A little bit of progress, made it through the first part of the third chapter. So, guys, that's it. I'll see you next time with more Eve Nickel. And I know I had to stitch a bunch of videos together for this. But now, hopefully, we'll be able to do it. And I think I'll just do an hour on Saturday night instead of Saturday day, because it works a little better. And at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. I'll see you next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with Eve Nickel.